This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful day. And even if it's raining or the sun is shining, it doesn't really matter because life is what you make it. Isn't it? When you get up in the morning, you have a decision to make. How are you going to feel about the day? How do you feel about what's happening in your life? We all have decisions to make. And part of that is just understanding what's happening. Our emotions, if you've not thought about it like this, is kind of like a gauge on your car. And it kind of tells you, for instance, gas. You know, how much gas do you have in your car? It kind of tells you that, and then you take action on that. So if you have an emotion that is telling you something, I'm sad, I'm feeling hurt right now, I'm scared, anything like that, we have to pay attention to those emotions. We can't stuff them. We can't just say they don't exist because they do. And a lot of the times they are letting you know that there's something happening and we have to take note. We have to pay attention to these items, these things that are happening inside of us. Our health is affected by how we handle or stuff these emotions that we feel. They're there for a reason. God gave us those for a reason. So we can't just ignore them. We want to pay attention to them. Do we have to act upon them all the time? No. You know, sometimes we think something or we feel something and we think we have to do something, and sometimes maybe not. Maybe we just have to breathe and think and count to 10. Maybe that's all we need to do. Some of the emotions and some of the things that happen inside of our body we don't understand. We're going to talk about that a little bit today, because I have a special guest with me, and I'm going to give you a little background. But have you ever heard the term PTSD? We're going to be talking about that, and I have a friend with me today that actually has gone through this, is still going through this. It's not something you get rid of. You just, you know, you pay attention. It's not something that goes away. So today on the show, we have Travis Devoid. Did I say your last name right?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy. It's been a while since we talked about it, but timing is God's timing, and so now is the time.
It is.
Yes. So a little background on Travis. He served in the United States Marine Corps for 6 years. He's been on two tours of duty, one in Iraq and one in Africa, both seven-month deployments. Currently, Travis is teaching dance and finding therapy in dancing to help with his post-traumatic stress disorder. That's PTSD. Though the dancing helps with PTSD, he is struggling as he looks to seek full-time employment while continuing to teach. The one important thing that is going on with him is he is back in church, refocusing his life on God. God has always been in his life as a child and growing up, but walking in the light is not an easy thing, as we are all challenged every day. Can anybody relate with that? This is something he wrote because I asked him for a short bio that I could read on the air, and that was it. And that kind of, I think most of us can relate to that. It is a challenge, but having God on our side and walking with us every day helps with that challenge and that journey called life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does. So, Travis, you know, I asked you to give me some questions, but you said, I don't roll like that. And that's so Travis. It's so Travis. A little background between Travis and I is, you know, we both are in the dancing world, and I've seen him, and we've talked, and we've actually danced. And he's a great dancer, by the way. He leads really well. You never have to guess what he's wanting.
Okay.
You do more than okay. All right. Anyway, so, you know, in the process, sometimes you have time to talk. Sometimes you just dance with people. But other times you get to know somebody, and Travis is one of these types of guys. I was explaining this and describing him a little while ago to another friend, and I was saying that Travis is one of those people that you never feel uncomfortable with. He always has a smile on his face. He's very warm. He's like a big teddy bear. You get the picture? He could be intimidating just because of his build and everything, but he's not. He's very welcoming, very open, very warm. His eyes, his smile, he's just a very warm-hearted guy. So I've known him for a while, and we've had conversations about things in the dance world and things, and he always, like, you know, makes you feel comfortable, and we talk openly, and, you know, he's vulnerable, he's transparent. At least I thought he was, and he is. But there's this side of his life that I knew nothing about, and it's not something that was brought up. And so one time, or one day, he was nudged somehow in his spirit, probably, and it was the right time for him to reveal this struggle. And he did it on Facebook, of all places. He blasted it out on Facebook, and I'm thinking, wow, that takes a lot of courage to express this challenge that he's facing. And what it did for me when I read it is it was long. I'm telling you, it was really long. And usually Facebook is pretty short and sweet and to the point. But his was to the point, and it just touched me in such an emotional way that I thought, you know what? I think that there's a lot of people out there, and maybe they haven't served in the military and they haven't gone through what he's gone through, but there's a lot of us that struggle with past issues, things that have happened in our life. I personally have. I've talked about it before, and I've been raped. Okay, I've been sexually abused. And during those times, our head will allow us to protect. They protect us from dealing with things because it might be more than at the moment we can handle. So he's going to talk about things with him, and I'm just going to tell you that it's not just, you know, you go to the Army, and that's big, and he's experienced a lot, but there's a lot of us in our childhood that have experienced pain and suffering and things that really shouldn't have happened to us. They shouldn't have happened, but they did. And we don't always know why. We can't understand why. And we can ask, you know, why, God, why? But we don't understand it. God understands it. And I know for me personally, I'm questioning, you know, well, God, why did you allow that to happen to me? And I don't have the answers other than I can tell you that I would not be the person I am today, Sue Freeze. I wouldn't be the person that can relate on the level I can spiritually, emotionally, physically, if I hadn't been through what I've been through. I wouldn't be able to relate to people and maybe be on a level to where I can relate and touch people, because I've been in certain places. So what I'm saying is that we have a decision to make, no matter where we are in our life, in our journey, that we can either hold on to secrets and deal with things the way we think we should, or like Travis did, he actually let that out. He opened the Pandora's box. Sometimes people say that. He opened it up to now look where he is. He's on the radio show with Sue Freeze, and he's going to explain some of the things that have happened and where he is and what's happening. And I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead, because we don't know where this is going, because we let the Holy Spirit lead. Because you listening, there's probably something here that you're going to glean. There's something here that I am hoping and praying is going to cause something to happen in a positive way, so that when 2015 hits, you're going to be it's a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning, because we have the opportunity to start fresh each and every day. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? That we can start fresh every day. But sometimes we have to deal with a little bit of what's happened already. And if that's you, I challenge you and ask you to just suck it up, okay? And do it. Do whatever it is that you need to do to get the help you need, to get the support you need, and to let that open up, so that you can have all that God wants you to have. Can you do that? I know you can. I don't know if you know you can, but I know you can, because I know that the Lord's been there and helped me through this. And Travis is in his journey, and he's here, and he's going to share. So I'm excited about this. How about you?
I'm super stoked. I'm so blessed to be here and to share my story.
So why don't we just get right into that?
Yeah. Okay. Let's just kind of snowball from some of the things you said with the 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here.
Amen.
It's so, I've just been just God-driven recently, coming back to church and really just diving in and learning the lessons in my struggles and trying to find joy in struggle. Mm-hmm. Which is probably one of the toughest things you can do with someone that has PTSD, because I'm very anxious, being in the military, we can have very hardened hearts.
And you see ugly things, and those ugly things, it's even firemen and policemen, they see a lot of things, right? And so there's a part of them that has to do what?
Just shut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I definitely did that while in Iraq. I shut off a lot of ties that I wish I could have gotten back, but, you know, God's blessed me to just be alive, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's some facts and figures here, and I'm gonna do this just to share this with you. About 7 or 8 out of every 100 people will have PTSD at some point in their lives. About 5.2 million adults have PTSD during a given year. This is only a small portion of those who have gone through a trauma. About 10 of every 100 of women develop PTSD sometime in their lives, compared with about 4 of every 100 of men. So those kind of facts and figures kind of shockingly wake you up to the facts that, you know, it's not just once in a while, it happens a lot. And it's too bad that we have all these bad things happen to good people, but they do happen.
Yeah, they happen all the time. And with my PTSD, like I said, like coming back to God has really like blessed me and learning about family. And right now I'm really just looking for fellowship. And that's one of the most important things that I think that we lose, mm-hmm. is, you know, seeking out others that can also join with you in the walk, because walking in the light, like I said, is not easy. It's mm-hmm. not an easy task. And with all the trials, you know, that's when God really just tests your faith. And you know, those trials I'm trying to learn from. Like I told you earlier, I was just robbed on Thanksgiving and stole my brother's car, and I wake my mom up and I'm just like, where's the joy in this, God? Like where is this trial leading me? And you know, I was just seeking peace with it, and you know, God straightened everything out. Everything was pretty much recovered for the most part. And I just look at it as, hey, maybe this guy needs to be forgiven, you know, or maybe this is his trial and not mine. I'm just a part of it, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm just trying to find the joys in life, which is very hard considering when I was in Iraq, you know, I really shut myself down to humanity. And I know it's hard, you know, being in the dance world, you see me out there and just loving people. And
yeah,
I found so much joy in just in loving people, mm-hmm. and going to church. You know, we were talking about First John and just in loving people. And I love that we can just love people. I love that so much. It's crazy how much we can just, you know, love on somebody that doesn't necessarily, you know, is not a believer or whatever. You know, God doesn't decipher whether or not, you know, this person is worthy of being loved, because we're all created in his image, you know, and I'm just learning that an image is not an exact replication of God. That's why we're not walking around as God. We're walking around as images, and as images, we're totally broken, and trying to find the weaknesses is when we are the strongest.
That's true. So what happened when you were in the military? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, okay. I can totally talk about it. As far as PTSD is concerned, you know, I don't get the constant nightmares, the other kind of extreme symptoms, mm-hmm. but I do have anxiety, a hyper alert, things like that.
What does that mean when you say hyper alert? What does that mean?
When I walk into a room, I assess everything, mm-hmm. As far as the windows, weapons of opportunities, things like that, who mm-hmm. I can count on. I do that even when I'm, you know, mm-hmm. going to a dance event or mm-hmm. somewhere I do feel like secure.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, I'm just built to do that now with all my training and going through the military.
You know, I don't have that training. But whenever I go into a restaurant, I always sit where I can see the front door. I always do. And usually the guy is the one that usually sits there. But I have to sit there. I have to. And anybody that knows me knows that I sit so I can see the door.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why. I just have to. You know, I need to know what's coming in. I need to know what's going out. I need, because I scan all the time, and I just do that. You know, it's kind of a protective measure.
Yeah, it's a security.
I was thinking
thing.
It was a mom thing. You know, it's right. like, you know, and I don't even have my kids with me now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like paying attention so that I can make sure I can protect, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot. And a lot of guys get that, you know, mm-hmm. where they can't, they cannot sit in the middle of a room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it so much. I'm just making sure, though, that where I sit, I can see
what's going on.
Everything, yeah. and I can assess the situation and make sure that everything is good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have just that protective
entity
of me that I can't necessarily get rid of. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
But, you know, how do we use it for good,
mm-hmm.
you know, in God, and give him the glory for the things that, you know, I am now.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And if you're listening in San Diego, thank you so much for joining in. And Ventura now and Santa Maria, we are just going up and down the coast. And internet, you can get us on the internet. You can get us on iTunes. You can get us the podcast on iTunes. You can go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. When you go there, you can get 4.5 years of podcasts. Can you believe that? And so go on there, and it's by ministry, it's by date, it's by guest, subject matter, anything that you're needing. And today, if you know somebody that you have a feeling, or you know for a fact that they suffer, or they're dealing with these issues, please, please let them know about this show so that we can help them, okay? So we're going to get into a little more in depth about what's going on here and you know, what are some of the things that you can do to help you get through some of these things.
Yeah, So military-wise, you know, I went to Iraq and Africa. Africa was a little bit, you know, calmer, I guess you could say. I was mm-hmm. there when the pirates were there. So mm. if that excites you, then that's pretty cool. But in Iraq, you know, I went on this mission, and I was a radio operator in the Marine Corps. You're kind of a jack of all trades, so to speak.
Right.
So I was a radio operator for this particular mission and a Mark 19 gunner. And we had gotten mortared, and, you know, I was in shock. I really was. And I had no idea where anything was coming from. And so, you know, about the third one, I looked up, and I'm just in shock. And I'm like, God, like, this is my time. Like, I'm going to see you. And, you know, and I hadn't been really in my faith at that time while serving. And, you know, I just, it's crazy to think about it now. But it's such a hardship, because I think I shut off this thing and I'm just giving all of my soul and my body to God at this point. But I think that it's also so daunting that, you know, I just wanted to die. Like, I just wanted to go there. But I know that I have a plan here on earth, and God will guide me to that path. And it's ultimately just so enjoyable now. But before, you know, it wasn't. Like, I thought in my own body that I was doing what I should be doing, but it's not. And we got mortared, and everything was done, and, you know, went back out, and I ended up getting lost in Iraq for a short period of time. And it's just funny now that I look back on some of that stuff, and not really funny, but just more revealing that, you know, those were the times where I really wish, you know, that God was just standing there, but he couldn't be, but he's always with me. You know, I think about that now. And it's just so rewarding to think that he's always been there for me, and just always shown me his grace, always been protecting of me as I've, you know, went to war and protected our freedoms that we have.
That's awesome. So you came back from Iraq. You didn't get killed over there.
I did not.
And you came back after 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what was life like when you came back? I mean, did you know that you had this PTSD? Or, I mean, when did this reveal itself that you had issues? What do those symptoms look like? What happened to make you think, oh, I think I have some issues here with relationships, or I have issues and I need to deal with these issues? What happened?
So I came back. I didn't really do anything as far as life was concerned. I literally, and this happens to a lot of guys where they sit there, and females, they just sit there and don't do anything. That tends to be very common because of the goal of being so honored and what we're doing, that maybe when you come back, it's not so fulfilling back here.
Okay.
And so I didn't really do anything with my life. I just sat around. You know, I got a lot of pressure from my family to get out there and do something. And, you know, I had no idea. I had no idea that I had any sort of symptoms of PTSD. There's not exactly a training system to come back to.
That's a very good point, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. There was no warning as far as, hey, you know, you should go get checked out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they also didn't get checked out. They just called it shell shock because they didn't know how to handle it.
Right. So they prepare you to go to war. You have boot camp, right?
Right.
But when you come back, they don't prepare you to come back.
No.
That's the point.
Yeah, yes. That's exactly the point.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, there might be a ministry there.
Exactly.
You're right.
There might be
somebody listening. Maybe that's what's going to happen. That's the seed that needed to be planted, and now something's going to start.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right. That's how things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I came back. I didn't know what was going on. I eventually got into a relationship, and, it just wasn't working. I was angry all the time. I was irritable. A lot of the symptoms of PTSD. Well, I ended up sitting down with the parents because, you know, I just couldn't handle the situation. And I sat down and I'm just like, hey, you know, can you guys help me, like help us, you know, figure this out? Because I have no idea, like, why I'm so aggressive, why I'm so angry. So I went to seek counseling at the VA center.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sat down. I finally got an appointment with a couple's counselor, and we sat down, and she's just like, hey, do you know about PTSD? And I'm like, well, I kind of heard about it, you know, and after all these years, you know, I'm sitting there, and this lady's telling me after like 10 years of after combat that I have symptoms of PTSD. And so I sat with this counselor, and we just went through kind of some of the symptoms, and everything was getting better as far as I was concerned. We had to eventually call it quits.
Mm-hmm.
The ex-girlfriend and I had to part ways. But, you know, I'm just trying to look at it as a blessing. And, you know, there's things that I could have done better, and there's things that she could have done better. But that's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is to just, you know, go out there and be who you are, and to really go for God at this point for me.
And that's an awesome place to be. And the thing with all of that is, if you wouldn't have had this relationship, maybe you would still be not understanding what's going on with you. So that's a really wonderful thing. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and more of Travis right after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespelledlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola, for sponsoring the show. Without Ecola, we wouldn't be on the show. If you want to advertise on The Sue Free Show, please contact me by going to SueFreeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and I'll be happy to talk to you, and we can work something out. We do go up and down the coast, so there's a lot of ability and a lot of availability right now. So jump on that, would ya? And we are talking to Travis about PTSD. And if you don't know what that is, it's post-traumatic stress disorder. And you don't have to fight a war to have this. There's so many facts and figures. It's astounding to me when I read all of the numbers that apply here. It says that there's more women than there are men that have this issue. I don't know. I mean, they are the experts. But what I am saying is that if you have things that are happening inside of your body, if you have emotions that you don't understand what's happening, it could be that something's happened in your childhood that you're not even aware of. That happened with me. It could be that something's happened and your body has shut down, or your brain has shut down this section out of protection. So what you need to do is you need to get some help. And you don't just go to your neighbor and get the help. Okay, you need to go to somebody that is trained, somebody where it's a safe environment where you can get the real true help that you need. And in the Bible, since we do use the Bible as our guide for life, it says to seek godly counsel. So when you are seeking counseling, you want to go where it's going to be biblical, principled counseling, don't you? Yes, you do. Okay, so we're going to continue on. And Travis has been so open, even at the break, he was talking about some things. And I was talking about a friend that I have that used to be my dance partner. His name's John, and he served in the Marines. And one thing about John that I was telling you is that I always felt protected by him because he was always on the alert. He was so aware of everything around him. And so when you were saying that that's the way you are, then, you know, that's training from the military.
Yep.
And like I said, I haven't been in the military. And I'm trained, but not like that. It was so far, on point from such a larger distance than what I was familiar with. I'm in my immediate room, maybe, but not, two blocks away. I wasn't aware of, something happening in a car parking lot or something when, he would say, "Didn't you see that?" And I said, "No, I didn't see that at all." So you said that you're now not girlfriend, but your girlfriend at the time, that she always said that she felt very protected with you. And I can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing, biblically speaking, the father, the man of the household is just very protective, mm-hmm. the wage earner, things like that. Mm-hmm. So I've always held that very strong to me anyway, and mm-hmm. and the military has advanced that in my experiences
right.
Through life. So I've always just been very protective, and I've always looked at that in a good way.
Mm-hmm. So the people listening right now, they're different stages and walks in their lives. Some are really strong Christians, and some might be just checking this out, all right?
Right.
And there's some people that are struggling and have emotional things that maybe they don't have answers for. Maybe they don't know if there's been something that's happened to them or whatnot. What would you say to the people listening right now? You know, Travis is speaking to the world right now. What would you say to them as far as giving them encouragement, help, whatnot? What would you say?
You know, everybody struggles.
Yes.
Everybody struggles. Sometimes, you know, we try to take that burden on by ourselves,
mm-hmm.
Which is proven, you know, God or not, it's basically proven that you need somebody else to help you walk through this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, the first step for me was to go seek counseling with the VA.
Mm-hmm.
That was available to me. I mean, there's tons of things just available, you know, maybe, you know, there's government programs, things like that, that you can get help with.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is recognizing your weaknesses.
I was going to say, identify that there is an issue.
Yeah,
right? You have
exactly.
to identify there's an issue. And then from there, you move on it. You have to do something, okay? And
yeah.
that takes courage. It takes courage to say, I need help. It takes courage to say, I think there's something wrong here and I need to seek help. That is a wonderful thing, though. When you actually get to the point, in a 12-step, what do they say? What's the first thing they do? Is I am an alcoholic.
Right.
I am whatever, right?
Yeah, you have to admit.
You have to admit that you have an issue.
Right.
And then you can focus on it. Other people can't tell you, hey, you got a problem. They can tell you, but it's got to be you have to make a decision that you want to change or you need some help.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And that's the thing is finding those key struggles that you're dealing with
mm-hmm.
that don't feel right.
Right.
You know, you keep talking about feelings
mm-hmm.
and like, you know, where's this coming from? You really have to take those head on
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, well, what is this that's really happening here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is really happening? And where do I take this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some, it might be, you know, to go to a VA hospital for those that are coming back to maybe seek some counseling, get into the programs, things like that. You know, for me, a lot of the learning, you know, there's Google. Just Google what the Bible says about how you're feeling. And I almost guarantee you, well, I will guarantee you, there's a verse in the Bible that says will speak exactly what you need to hear. And, you know, and I found that by doing that, that God and the Spirit, man, I feel the Spirit just move inside of me when I get hit in the face with exactly what I need to hear. Right? It's the most... It's harsh. It's definitely harsh. But like we said earlier, walking in the light is not an easy task at all. And those are the times that you need to really focus on, you know, growing and learning and just going down the light path that God said, hey, choose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and for me, you know, it's been rough. It's still rough. Every day is a struggle for me. And so... By diving in, you know, to God's word, it's just been such a light and a lifting burden. Just Googling, you know, I don't know how many, I think I've been through every book now at some verse, you know, through church, through community groups that I attend, anywhere. I've pretty much been through every book, and which has really encouraged me, a promise that I made back when I was very, very young,
mm-hmm.
That I was going to read the Bible. But I never fulfilled that promise to God. You know, he makes so many covenants to us. You know, I'm deciding to finally say, hey, like, I promised you this, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. But, you know, along the way, I'm just jumping all over to these verses that have really just touched me, that have really, you know, said, hey, like, this is what you need to do, especially, you know, talking about verses, you know, look up your weaknesses and struggles. And it, you know, basically will tell you that, you
know. Give us an example of that. That's awesome. I know, like, anxious. So a lot of people are anxious. So be anxious for nothing, right? It says that in Philippians 4:6, I think.
Yeah. And
rejoice
Romans,
in the Lord.
Yeah. In Romans 5 here, 5:1-3, not only, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And I'll read on, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You know,
I love that verse.
It's just things like that. I know that, you know, I'm not alone. And really just in tackling my weaknesses have been when I'm the most strong, You know, and it also says that, I believe, in Corinthians 2 or 2 Corinthians 12, 5 through 6. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain so no one will think more of me than warranted by what I do or say. So, you know, I just constantly attacking your weaknesses and just being vulnerable is the hardest, but the most rewarding thing that I've come across. And just being on this show, you know, and getting some of my friends to listen, I'm going to get ridiculed a little bit. You know, I know that. But I find so much strength in that. You know, I see that as a witnessing tool. But beyond that, you know, it's not about me. It's about who's ever out there listening. Like, there is help regardless of your faith right now. Like, God is accepting, and eventually he will pull you to him. He calls all of his children. You know, I was gone for so long from going down a dark path and choosing my own route. You know, God's decided, hey, I need you. Like, this is the work that I need you to do, which I don't know where that is. I honestly don't. It's a struggle that I'm dealing with every day and I pray about. And someday God will reveal that calling. You know, like you said, I'm great with people.
You are.
And I want a job that will let me just let God's light shine through. And that's why I'm so attracted to dance is, you know, it's therapy for me, for one.
Mm-hmm. It's therapy for a lot of people.
Tons.
It's community. It's family for a lot of people.
I mean, a lot of what we seek is in dance. Mm-hmm. And to be a light for God is such a blessing. And that's why, for me, it's really hard to kind of like step back right now and try to look for full-time employment while I do that. So, you know, I mean, God will bless me. And, you know, maybe there's someone out there listening like, I want this guy. I have no idea. You know,
could happen. You never know.
Totally could happen. But, you know, I'm just letting God just direct me.
You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and we're talking to Travis. And Travis is talking to us about his struggles. You know, he was in the military, and he came back, and he didn't understand what was wrong, but he was angry and anxious, and relationships fail because he can't deal with things on the level in which he needs to deal with them. And I don't know if you can relate to any of this. All of us have struggles in our relationships. And, you know, we come from, a lot of us, dysfunctional families, and, you know, we relate the way maybe we saw our mom relate or our dad relate, and it's not working for us. Okay, so what do we do about that? Do we just keep doing the same things over and over again, or do we decide that, hey, I'm going to look at the person in the mirror. I'm going to look at the person in the mirror, and I'm going to make a change, because I can't fix somebody else. I can't change another human being, and the relationship is there to fix us, not them. We are, God makes us in relationships. He wants us to be relational with other people. And in those relationships, there's different personalities. There's different likes and dislikes and all of those things. So what we have to do is look at that and go, okay, how do we mesh our likes, our dislikes? How do we mesh and how do we get along in this relationship? And even more than get along, how do we thrive in this relationship? How do we minister to others in this relationship? Are we asking ourselves those questions? And if there's any evil way, if there's anything in me, Psalm 139, Lord, if there's any way, if there's anything wrong with me, pluck it out. Reveal it to me so that I can get this out. And maybe I can't. Maybe I don't have the power to fix me. But God, you have the power. And then he says, ask me. He wants you to ask him. And when you ask him, he will meet you right where you're at. And you don't have to fix you. You know, he will fix you. But you need to be willing. There has to be a willing spirit there. And say, Lord, I need you. I need you. I want you. And when you do that, he will meet you right where you are. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to stop cussing. You don't have to stop drinking. You don't have to stop doing any of those things right now. All you need to do is look up. And he's right there for you. And I want that for you. And I know Travis wants that for you too. And the Lord's just right there ready for you. And you know, this is the season. And this is the season to, you know, draw near. Not that you need the season to draw near, because he's there 24/7. He never sleeps. He's always there. If you want to pray, he's always there and he's always listening to you. But this is the season. And if this is a season, holidays are tough. They're so tough and they're very lonely for many, many people because things change, right? People change, things change, relationships change. So what you want to do is you want to draw nearer to Him. And He will just show you the way. And on a side note, I just want to say a very, very, very happy birthday to my little sis. And Darcy, I just want to tell you that you are the best. You're the best sister in the whole wide world, and I love you so very, very, very much. I can't even express the love I have for you because you are the best. So, love you, Darcy. Anyway, got a little emotional. And shouldn't we all express our love for those that we love? You know, sometimes that's difficult for some people to just say, I love you. It's so difficult to say, you know what? You are so wonderful, and I am so thankful for, but. And you know what? List the things that you're thankful for. Even when I talked to Travis and I described him, I know that by me doing that, it's not news to him. He knows. He knows what he gives. He knows the light that he has. But sometimes when we hear it, it touches us in a very deep and emotional way. And so, you know what? Take the time. Roland's listening right now, too. Take the time to express your love to those that you love, because you might not have another chance. You know, we don't have any guarantees how much moments we have, how many more moments we have on this life. We don't know. You know, it could be gone zoop like that, just like that. So don't waste a moment. Take the time, write a little card, you know, send it in the mail. Snail mail is a great thing, I tell you. It's so much better than email. I am telling you, getting a card in the mail for me is the best. So take the time to write those cards and express how you feel to those that you love. Okay? All right. I'm going to read out of my little book, and I want you to be thinking because you're going to close. Okay?
All right.
This is today's message. I am the Prince of Peace, as I said to my disciples. I say also to you, peace be with you. Since I am your constant companion, my peace is steadfastly with you. When you keep your focus on me, you experience both my presence and my peace. How about you? Do you want some peace? Worship me as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Prince of Peace. You need my peace each moment to accomplish my purposes in your life. Sometimes you are tempted to take shortcuts in order to reach your goal as quickly as possible. But if the shortcut requires turning your back on my peaceful presence, you must choose the longer route. Walk with me along paths of peace. Enjoy the journey in my presence. You know, I love that because I am one to sometimes want to take shortcuts. And you know what? I was talking to a dance couple who just competed for the first time in the U.S. Open. And I told them that they needed to enjoy the journey. The journey is what it's about. It's not always reaching the goal. It's the journey. And I had to remind myself of this so many times in relationships because I thought that this little spat we had, it was the end of the relationship. And it would cause such anxiousness inside of me that I needed to correct this issue right now. But not always can we. Sometimes it's a process, isn't it? Even dancing, routines, it's a process. And we get better as we keep going. Time on the floor, they say. Or time in the saddle if you need to get back in the saddle. Right? We need to take time. And time is what it takes in order to get the healing we need. And being with people that love us, safe environments, look for those. Seek those. Safe environments, because not everywhere you go and every person you're with is a good place for you to be. All right? So seek out those. So Travis, we have about 4 minutes and I'm going to let you share. Did anything spurt anything with you?
You're just going to let me free roam.
I'm
going to
let you go because I trust
the
Lord.
That they say don't give a radio to.
No, there you go.
You're going to let me have four free minutes.
I am until, yes.
I appreciate
ahead.
That. You know what sparked my interest is, usually what ends well is a challenge, right?
Yes.
We're all people of having a good challenge, right? In lieu of everything that we've kind of talked about, I want to challenge people today to go this week. Just look up one verse, something that your weakness is. Go on Google, check out one of your weaknesses. And catch a verse. See what it does to you. It doesn't take but 5 minutes of your time. And that's what I would challenge you today. And see how the Spirit moves you. You know, just being in the Word for me, every day I feel more and more powerful in His grace and His mercy. Just by doing that. It's simple. Like, just do that. That's all you have to do. And if I could say anything, you know, in closing is just just do this challenge. Just do this challenge. And if you don't like that, I'll give you another one. You know, every day, just say something nice to somebody. Just say something nice to somebody. Make them feel good. And God will smile by you just gracing somebody else, because he's given you grace. So just show it to others. And I know I try to do that every day, you know, with gracing people, because that's how I feel every day, is that I've been blessed and just God has just shown me so much grace in so many areas of my life that I'm still struggling with. And so this week, either do those two challenges, grace somebody every day with just a kind word or a sentence or whatever it is, or, you know, go on Google one of your weaknesses and just check out some Bible verses.
I've never heard that mentioned like that before, you know, Googling how you're feeling. I've just never heard that mentioned anywhere. And that's really good advice. It really is. If you are not sure if you've got PTSD or you've got an issue or whatnot, I'm challenging you to identify it. You know, I mean, just say that, you know what, I got something going on. I'm not sure what it is, but I've got something happening here in my relationship. It's causing problems. Travis said that earlier, is that in his relationship, he realized that there was problems and he was looking at himself. Of course, you know, it takes two to play or to fight, but you know, we only can focus on ourselves. We can only work on ourselves, and we take ourselves with us. Even if the relationship ends, you're still with you. So you need to focus and fix whatever you can. And sometimes we don't have that revelation. We don't understand. So ask the Lord to give you the eyes to see and the heart to be open to whatever he has for you. And another thing that Travis mentioned was that he's not sure where God's leading him. He's not sure. And what I say about that is that he's preparing Travis, just like he's preparing you, preparing me. And we go through trials and tribulations to make us more prepared for the next assignment. And so Travis is going to have an assignment, and he's going to be ready for it based on what he's done to this point. So he needs to get scriptured up, if that's a word or a sentence, scriptured up.
It is now.
Yes, it is now. I have all of these Sue-isms. But so he's getting scriptured up to where he's going to be prepared with the word, because he, you know, the Bible says that, to be prepared with the word. When somebody asks you a question, you're gonna have an answer. And you know, there's usually more than one answer, but he's going to have an answer. And he's getting through things to where other people are going to come, and they're going to be maybe at the beginning stages of something. And Travis is going to be able to walk alongside these people, whoever they are. Maybe it's just one. And for one, it's worth it. Right? For one person, to help one person is worth it. To bring one person to the Lord, it is such a wonderful thing to be able to do that. And we're on the air, and there's lots of people listening right now. And I know that people are going to realize there's going to be a light bulb goes on, and you know what? Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the problem. Maybe this is where I need my help. And you know what? I just need to take that challenge. So Travis, thank you so much for being on the Sue Free Show. And I hope you let everybody know that you were on this show, and I hope everybody listens. And I hope you get a lot of flack, because that means you're doing some good, right?
Amen. Amen to that.
So until next week, be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless you, and happy holidays.
You've been listening to The Sue Free Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects.
Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.